Good morning. It is Friday, August the 30th of 2024. Yep, we're down to the final 2 days of August before September rolls around as we just keep on moving so quickly through 2024. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, the Facebook issue has ended. We are now streaming on Facebook.com. You go to Facebook.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO Facebook page, and you'll be able to click there and go to our live stream. Be able to then make questions and comments there as well. The time is 9:07. Currently, again, some light rain, some fog, some mist out there. Temperature 65 degrees. Should be a fantastic day as we get into the afternoon. A great weekend. In fact, a great week coming up weather-wise. We will update you on that coming up as we continue this morning as well. And coming up at 9:20, we'll be talking to Paul Micklegg, the Newman Catholic High School head football coach, as the Cardinals are getting set for their season opener tomorrow afternoon at Balliet Field at Newman Catholic High School, taking on the Phillips Loggers, a game that will kick off at 1 o'clock, a game that we will have live right here on 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 12:35 and the kickoff at 1. But we'll also be talking plenty of Wisconsin sports with Paul Micklegg, talk about the Packers making their final cuts, talk about the Badgers as they get set for their season opener tonight at Camp Randall Stadium, and talk about the Brewers, who are still winning. They took 2 out of 3 against the Giants. They are continuing to roll. They are scheduled for a doubleheader today against Cincinnati. So we'll talk about that coming up as well. So that's coming up with Paul Micklegg at 9:20. We would also love you to be part of the show. If you would like to join in with a call or a text, you can do so by calling or texting 715-382-9297. Again, those are the numbers for both calling or texting, 715-382-9297, and we would love to have you be part of the show, even when Coach Micklegg is here. If you want to jump in and tell Coach Micklegg that I'm right, feel free, because I would love to have you jump in on my side. 715-382-9297. And again, you can also use your Civic Media app. Just open up the app, open up the Bull Falls radio page, and be able to call or text that way as well. Coming up tonight, we have not one, but two high school football games. We will have the Marathon High School Red Raiders taking on the Auburndale Eagles from Auburndale High School. Tom Weaver back with us for another year. Always thrilled to have Tom on board because he is one of the best. I feel so confident having Tom be one of our partners for the play-by-play of our high school football and basketball and baseball and whatever it may be coverage. And Tom will be at Auburndale tonight. 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff, live right here on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Meantime, tonight, same time, I will be over at Tom Field in Wausau as the Wausau West Warriors will play host to the Hudson Raiders. It will be broadcast live on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app. So again, tonight, Marathon against Auburndale live right here on 98.9 WXCO and Wausau West on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and on the Civic Media app, 6:35 p.m. pregame kickoff at 7. The West game will also air on delay after Marathon at Auburndale on 98.9 WXCO. So again, hopefully, if you haven't already, download the Civic Media app, because then it's real easy. You can just go back and forth real simply between Sports Stream 2 with the West Warriors and our primary stream with the Marathon Red Raiders. And again, basically the app, free app, real simple. Just go to your app store, and then wherever you may be, you can hear us 24/7, be able to call us, text us, go to our webpage, be able to email us. It's all there on the Civic Media app. And also, again, we are going to be announcing pretty soon another big contest. And the best way to win it is to be able to sign up through your app. And again, so there's so many reasons to get the app. And when you have a few moments here today, do so. Again, real simple. Go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app, and then you'll be connected to us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Before we go any further, we need to say good morning again across the way, the other side of the glass, to Aiden Bennett, who is our intern. He's been with us for the last month and a half or so, joining us on Tuesdays and Fridays, learning a little bit behind the scenes of the radio game, and been very happy to have him here and to be around and learning a little bit about radio, before he heads back for his senior year of school at Marathon. And Aiden, good morning.
Good morning.
Any plans for the holiday weekend before you get back to school on Tuesday?
Yes. The Marathon Fair is this weekend.
Ah.
So I'll be there a lot. Today I might go to the game that's tonight, the Badgers game.
Oh, you may go to the Badger game tonight?
Yeah. It depends. I'm trying to get someone to take my shift. Okay, so I have to because it's box seats.
Oh, geez.
And it's for Marty, gets him for his work, my stepdad.
So. Oh, wow. Yeah. So basically, you're going around begging one of your coworkers, please, please take my hours. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Boy, you're going to have to bribe him. You have to do something. You have to get somehow to say, hey, maybe you have to say, okay, the next
and
three times you need me.
It's fun days, so no one wants to.
I know.
Me.
Yeah, you're right. Marathon Fun Days is always a big, big event at Marathon, and lots of great activities going on. So, yeah, if you're, you know, looking for some fun activities, especially as the weather is going to be very, very nice during the course of this holiday weekend, head to Marathon and enjoy Marathon Fun Days. And you may see Aiden at Marathon Fun Days.
Maybe.
But no, fantastic. A great way to finish up the summer, the unofficial end of summer when you return to school.
Musical practice every night.
There you go. And then, yeah, you'll be getting ready for your rehearsals and a lot of activities going on. So, again, we're looking forward to hearing more about your show when it's...
I have some information.
Oh, what do you know?
It's Spamalot.
Yep.
Mighty Python Spamalot.
Yep.
Yes. It's a very, like, it's a King Arthur medieval show, but it's a very more comedy.
Anybody that knows Monty Python knows it is all about the laughs, and big, big laughs.
Warning everybody, it won't be, Mighty Python is not like, it's not that far of a joke. It's still a school musical, so they have to die some of the jokes.
I'm sure they do.
But yeah, it's, the dates are the, I think if I'm correct, it's November 14th, 15th, and 16th, or 15th, 16th, 17th.
Well, the good thing is, that's still a number of months away, so we'll make sure to get the correct information. And again, as you get closer, we'll be reaching out to get you and some of your cast members and directors. Whatever, we'll get you all in here, and not all. You see, we're limited, but we'll make sure we get the word out and make sure folks go and see that show. Because again, it's one of the great things about Central Wisconsin. We have so many talented people, including yourself, going on stage for some very entertaining shows. So, no, that's fantastic.
A lot of theater and.
It is. It's really fantastic. It's
another reason, $10,000 if anyone wants to move here.
Exactly right. I mean, there's a lot of good reasons beyond the $10,000. So, but no, that's fantastic.
$10,000 is pretty nice.
It is. Well, Aiden, again, it's been great having you here.
Been great being here.
And I hope you've enjoyed your time with us as well.
Yes, I have.
Fantastic. Coming up a little bit later on in the hour as well, after we're done with Paul Micklig, we will wrap things up with our daily history lesson. We'll talk about some of the famous events that occur on this date in history. We'll talk about some celebrity birthdays. We'll talk about some of the reasons to acknowledge for this week. In fact, I'm looking at it right now. I'm going to give you one of them. And actually, September is coming up. And September 1st is coming up this weekend. And as you get to September, it is Baby Safety Month. It is Backpack Safety Month. It is Be Kind to Editors and Writers Month. It is Children's Good Manners Month. Fall Hat Month. Hug a Texas Chef Month. International People Skills Month. Library Card Sign Up Month. National Biscuit Month. National Chicken Month. National Coupon Month. National Honey Month. National Mushroom Month. National Piano Month. National Potato Month. National Rice Month. National School Success Month, National Sewing Month, National, it is, actually, it is Pleasure Your, you guys better hold your ears, Pleasure Your Mate Month. It is Southern Gospel Music Month, Update Your Resume Month, and Happy Cat Month. So there's so many of those September things, so I don't think we'd have time for it at the end, so I thought I'd throw them in right now. And also, Ian is sitting next to Aiden, and of course, we have our number for the day quiz. Ian, we're putting you together. Ian will be doing the number for the day quiz. Would you like to know what the category is, Ian?
Yes, what is the topic for today's number?
The category for the number for the day is crayons.
Crayons.
So crayons.
Oh, I used to have a big collection of crayons when I was a kid.
Yep, so crayons is the topic coming up in the number for the day quiz.
Maybe it's how many you can eat in 10 minutes.
It could be. It could be.
Don't eat crayons, kids, or anyone.
Anyone, yeah.
Or Play-Doh.
Kids or adults, neither of them. And Play-Doh, you're exactly right. So that will be coming up to wrap it up. And Ian is 2-for-4 this week, so can he have a week with more wins than losses? You have to stick around and find out at the end of the show. The time is 9:18. Coming up, we're going to be joined by Paul Micklick, talk Wisconsin sports with the head coach of the Newman Catholic Cardinals. That's coming up here on 98.9 WXCO. Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is Friday. It's always a wonderful Friday when you're heading into a long holiday weekend. Get that little extra time. I love the three-day weekends, but here on Fridays, we're going to kind of lighten it up a little bit, talk some sports, and it's a very busy time in Wisconsin sports with the kickoffs of the football seasons for the Packers and the Badgers within the next 7 days. Of course, the Brewers still going very well, winning a couple games in a row, and have a doubleheader today with the Reds, and of course high school football, and it's gonna be a lot of fun tomorrow right here on 98.9 WXCO. Tomorrow at 12:35 for the pregame, 1 o'clock for the opening kickoff. The Newman Cardinals open up their season at home against the Phillips Loggers, and the guy who will be on the sidelines tomorrow with his team is Paul Micklick. And good weekend.
Yeah,
a lot of sunshine.
Every weekend's a good weekend.
Well, we get it, but it's what is it, is it 66% more good because we got the third day? And also,
yeah,
and
well, people still work.
Well, the thing about it is on Monday, I will be announcing the Wausau Labor Day Parade. Is the Newman folks
the Newman band
be there?
Be there? Yep, the Newman, yep. The folks will
always
be down there.
It seems like they've been there every year I've been there, I think. So it's like, and you're usually there too, cause keeping those kids in line, right?
Yeah, we'll be there again and
supposed to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a beautiful day and a little better than last year. It was hot last year. And I know Miss Moots, who does a great job, Jenny Moots at Newman for many years. So they actually had, they're up they didn't march, so they're marching. It's supposed to be 70-ish and sunny, so they they do a great job and love listening to them as we go.
Fantastic. And how do you feel about starting a new season tomorrow? I mean, it must be exciting. I mean, it's always, you know, you've been around for quite a while, as I keep reminding you.
Yeah. You know,
but it's got to be exciting, the opening of a new season.
Yeah, everything. Every day is exciting. Today's exciting.
Boy,
tomorrow's exciting.
You refuse every single Friday to just say, that's a wonderful point. You have to somehow push back a little bit every single time.
No, I'm agreeing
to make
with you.
But you don't say it in an exciting way.
I'm agreeing with you.
Well, you got to be more excited about it. I'm excited.
I'm always. You don't think I get excited?
But you say, every day is great. No, tomorrow's a special day. It's opening day.
Yeah.
Big. You mean big.
It is big.
Big.
I just think if personally if you put something above the day, you're missing out on the moment that you could have made today. So I'm worried about making the moment today and having a good practice this afternoon and enjoying today and getting better today. And we'll worry about tomorrow, but every day is exciting. And I'm just trying to, that's just how I don't want to miss out on anything.
I know. And that's why you are on the sideline and I'm in the booth.
We take and sometimes the excitement can be miscued for nervousness overzealous and you know everything. There's a lot of emotions that go into it. So if you just take it one day at a time and 1 minute at a time and enjoy life as you go and we will enjoy tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock.
And folks out there, I mean, it's going to be a beautiful day. Come on out. I mean,
yeah, a little too warm.
Well, for the fans, it'll be terrific.
I don't think it's humid though, right?
No, I think it's. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. It's not going to be. I mean, the first game that I did last Friday night, it was humid, and there was a lot of number of the kids did cramp up, and I think that they learned a lesson last week because I think it was a little surprising because I think they thought the storm and the front was going to move through a little bit later, and it turned out to be very sticky out there, and there were a number of players that and it's not fun to be cramped up. I tell you, it's like
and the reality of it is that. You know, those are things that we got to worry about that are not in our control as coaches, and that's why sometimes it's different excitement. Because I'm gonna tell you this right now, it doesn't matter if it's the first game and you've done something all year and you did everything correctly, it still pops up. Well, guess what? You know, we only have so many players, so when one guy comes out for a cramp, that actually is like two players because it's offense, defense. So, you know, those are a lot of things that you try to do the best you possibly can, getting them, make sure hydrated and getting ready and having that potassium and things like that to be ready. But again, you never can be that. You can't stop it. It pops up. It doesn't matter if it's an NFL, college. Right, I guarantee you tonight that the Badger game, I guarantee you.
Badgers are playing?
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Continue.
Yeah. I'll tell you this right now. They better be over 500 this year. But yeah, so that those things come up and that you can't control as a coach. And again, it's a lot easier when you're at a school, when you're at Madison, you say you can have that next man mentality up.
Right.
Unfortunately, for us, that's not the case. And we got to make sure that we, you know, do the best to put them in a good situation.
And you face a good opponent. Phillips, let me tell you, one loss last year. They were very, very good. I'm assuming that they're going to be solid again this year.
Yeah, and they were the same for many years. They've been very successful, and they have a good program, and they run a good program, and they have good numbers, so it's definitely going to be one of those games where they're going to be able to have substitutions, and the reality of it is we only have so many, so that will be a key.
Well, all of a sudden now it's like, holy cow, you're in trouble.
Yeah, not so much, not so excited, Dolly, are you? You know,
I'm still excited.
Now do you know what we go through as a coaching staff?
I'm always excited. You know that.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time that when I'm not excited, then it's time to do something else on a Friday or
Correct.
Saturday. and I think it's probably the same for you.
Yeah, that's not miskew my.
I know, no. Believe me, if you go out tomorrow, folks, if you watch them, you're going to see a very excited guy in that Newman sideline.
One way or the other, yes, we're going to be excited, just because to have the opportunity to be out there.
I look forward to being out there again, watching your guys in action again. 12:35 for the pregame, right here on 98.9 WXU. And I know you come here to get away from all that stuff. So we're going to get you away from all that stuff. And we're going to start delving in to the Brewers and the Packers and the Badgers and see whether or not you still have hope of winning that pizza, you know.
They should have swept both of those last two series.
Oh, should have, could have, would have. Well, we're going to get into that coming up next. That's Paul Mickling. I'm Chad Holmes. We're going to step away for an information update, the news, weather, and sports. Again, the top and bottom of every hour, we keep you up to speed on what's going on here on Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO. So back in a few, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We're talking Wisconsin sports with Paul Mickling here on this Friday morning. Let's start with the Brewers because, again, they're just, well, I think, 21 games over 500 now, and as we go into September, again, the consistency of winning series, 2 out of 3. And again, they get these pitchers off the scrap heap and 7 innings of no run ball. I mean, this story continues. The consistency is, again, we've talked about, I think, for months. It's a long season, but they're just continuing to roll along.
And look at who is right behind the Cubs, right?
Yeah, the Cubs.
Not right behind them, but.
Yeah, the Cubs.
What are they, 9?
9 games back. I haven't even looked. I should look at the wild card to see if they're in a race for the wild card because there's so many teams that make the playoffs nowadays.
Correct. It would be the Braves. I think the Braves got the 6th seed.
Yeah.
Would that be ironic if the Cubs somehow pulled that back and took over the Braves? Because then right now, as it would be the Brewers versus the Cubs then.
Oh, wow. I wouldn't mind that, to be honest with you.
I would mind that.
Really? You think you don't like that matchup?
I don't want the Cubs in there at all.
I
want the Brewers to try to get the 1 or 2 seed.
No, and absolutely, but I think the Cubs are a team that the Brewers have a good matchup, I think. They've done pretty well against Chicago so far, and I just think that they're the better team. That's, you know.
Well, they've shown that, but what happens if they win that game? You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
It would put a damper on the whole season. I wouldn't want to.
Right. No, you're exactly right.
I don't want to take a chance.
If you're going to lose to somebody, losing to Arizona last year was bad. Losing to the Cubs would be worse.
Yes. And then they would get the last laugh and everybody. I mean, I don't want to see that. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, right now it's Arizona, San Diego, and then Atlanta in the 3 wild card spots. Atlanta is the 3rd wild card, 2 games behind San Diego for 2nd, and then another game to Arizona. The Mets are 3 games behind Atlanta, then the Cubs are 5 games back. So it's still going to be a that's going to be a tough hill to climb because I think Atlanta generally is the better team, and they have a 5-game advantage going into the final month.
And they must have been playing better lately because
they did. Yes,
because they
7-3 in their last 10.
Which okay, so that changes things.
So are the Cubs,
a little bit.
But they didn't get anywhere. So that's the problem. You can be 7-3 in their 10-game stretch, and you don't gain anything. And that's it's got to be frustrating for Chicago.
And looking at the Cubs schedule, they did have some. It looked fairly, you know. Good for them. For I mean, that they'll play decent baseball here and out from here on out. I would think plus 500. How yeah. much that's going to be questionable.
And it's unfortunate for the Brewers that the Dodgers have started to kind of find their rhythm. They've won 8 of their last 10, and now they're in first in the National League. The Phils are 1 game behind LA, and the Brewers are another game and a half behind. So they have a little bit of work to do yet. But they're 77-56, pretty darn good.
Yeah, they're doing all. I mean, I don't think they're gonna catch those two teams. Those two teams are better.
Yeah,
straight out better.
They're gonna need a. They're gonna need a little help.
Well, they're gonna have to. Well, it's not gonna help. They're gonna have to win those games where, like on Sunday and Monday. I think those could have been two games that you could have won. I know baseball is a crazy thing that you can't win them all
right.
and stuff like that. But you had both of those games, and I don't think you did. You know, Frankie had a tough inning on Sunday. The ball, I think it was Buckner was the umpire that day. And I think his name is
Buckner. Yeah, CB, right. Old CB?
CB, yes.
Old
yes.
CB?
And he had some questionable calls in that. And then you know, when you don't get that strikeout, you know what's going to happen next guy up.
Absolutely.
He's going to get a hit. You know, yeah. So no, the thing is, so those are the two games that if you win those two games, guess what? You're half a game ahead of Philadelphia. You know what I'm saying? Like they're going to yeah. have to, and I just don't know if they're capable of doing that. That's asking a lot,
it
right?
It is asking a lot. But they've delivered a lot. That's the one thing. That's the good thing. And today is kind of hard because they got a doubleheader. I mean, it's hard to win a doubleheader against anybody, let alone being on the road against Cincinnati. I mean, Cincinnati... They've been a huge disappointment, I think, this year. But, boy, you'd rather have one game a day where you focus on winning one game and then come back the next day. Having a doubleheader today is hard. It's tough.
And I'm gonna go on the other side is the odds are you're going to win one of those games. So if you win one out of two, I'm talking about the division.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
so I guess
I'm talking about the
big picture. And I guess I'm going to go if they win that division, that's a great first step. I mean, you can't say that that's not an incredible season if they win
absolutely.
That.
Oh, absolutely.
So let's get that one nailed down and then start looking. I think the magic number was like 21 or something.
And they could put up a real 20. Banner at American Family Field. I don't like those wild card banners. I think the only banners you put up are division. Championships.
Yep.
Whether it's division, league, or knock on wood, World Series someday.
Someday. Why, I like how you threw someday on there.
Well, it's got to be someday.
It's going to be someday. I mean, I just...
Well, I mean, I've been waiting around. The Brewers came into existence in 1970. I was born in 1970, so I'm getting old, so I can't assume anything here.
Well, and it's a little different than... Isn't it different than, say, basketball and football to a point is that... There's no cap and there's no, you know what I mean? Like it's kind of, it's a little different.
It is a little different. I think it's more similar to basketball because there's like, there's these tiers, like they have these penalty tiers. You can spend all this money both in those, but then it really becomes cost prohibitive, so they don't do it. So you're right. It's a little different, I think, with those two sports. You're exactly right.
I mean, so it kind of makes it more, I don't want to say unique that... You do in baseball, I just feel with the Brewers, you have that small town, small kind of thing, even though
right.
I know Milwaukee's big, but you just kind of have that small feel to it that if they could make a run, you know, the whole state of Wisconsin would be on their back.
Oh,
not that they're not from the Bucks and the Brewers.
Right,
I'm
right.
just saying that it's that.
No, I remember 82. I mean, that was. I mean, everybody was on that train.
Yep.
I mean, it really was that playoff train that got to the World Series. It was truly pretty amazing.
And I'm going to go back to it. They are. You're right. Even Frankie from Cincy has pitched well.
Yeah.
They have. They are kind of finding their groove in the starting. And Freddie is acting the last two starts. He's acted like he's pitched like a number one.
Right.
I think he's got like 11 innings in a row. I think it is that he has. Right.
Yeah.
Shuttle
yep.
ball.
He's
you know.
Though I got this final point. He finished up his 6-inning shutout the other night. Big sixth inning. Oh, yeah. I would like to see that happen like in the eighth inning someday, but that's just me.
I will say, and I...
But you know, he knew, everybody knew, so, I mean, it's...
But fine. It was 105 pitches.
I know, but...
I understand.
I just like
20
to,
years ago.
I just like to remind
people. They would pitch 140. Yeah,
I like to remind people that I'm old. So that's the point. I'm old. I remember when they actually went eight innings and with shutouts and then celebrate six innings like it was winning the World Series. But going on.
I remember when they used to throw that ball into the, you know, tire too. I mean, you know, this is part of it.
I know.
I thought they left him go far longer than they have been. Yeah, to be honest with you, the pitches.
I know. It's all good.
Because they could have took him out.
I know they could have.
I thought they were going
they
to.
They could. They absolutely. And there's no way they were bringing them back. So I understand the whole system. So we're good. Last week, you were getting all over my case about the backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, and it appears that Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst agreed with me.
No, whoa. We were talking about two guys that weren't even on the team anymore. I was actually right.
No.
Why are we talking about two guys that aren't going to be on the team?
Oh, give me a break.
That's facts.
They spent a whole bunch of time to go out there and trade to get a new quarterback, so apparently it was significant. You're saying it was not significant. It was not significant. You just don't even worry about it. You say, oh, yeah.
But we were talking about two guys that aren't even on the team. Is that a fact?
They're not on the team.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay, so we were talking about two guys that are not on the team.
But it's not insignificant because they brought in another player. They gave up a future draft pick.
Yeah, my point was, why are we talking about guys that aren't on the team?
Because they weren't doing the job. That's why.
Well, they're not on the team.
Apparently, Matt LaFleur and Brian Gutekunst were talking about them.
Well, Clifford probably actually will be the backup, but they'll get for that first week, one game. But...
Let's not dig that hole. That'll be bigger than the hole across the street. But generally, were you at all surprised with anything that you saw with the final cutdown?
I mean, I hope that they obviously every one that they cut is for a reason. You know, obviously with the Welsh guy, I actually kind of was shocked because I thought that he fit the bill for special teams. Mm. You know, there's some things and the safety that they drafted last year that started some games last year, Johnson. I thought that, like, that they took the other safety because he could do special teams. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So
right,
they
right.
obviously know how their special teams is going to look.
Right.
I didn't like, you know, and I'm going to – maybe it's because it's Friday morning. I'm a little cranky. Did you see when LaFleur – they were talking about the kicker, and LaFleur said, go ask –
I did hear that, and I thought that was very odd. Yeah, but go ask Rich, right?
Yeah. I mean, you're the head coach.
I think that, I think that you would kind of be making that decision at your level, let alone the NFL. You don't say, I got the special teams guy that's running the special teams. You know, no, ask him. No, that was, does that indicate that maybe he wanted one of the other guys to stick around?
Yeah, but if he did, then they should be keeping him.
No, but I mean, it's just...
No, I'm saying is they should be... That's not a good... I don't think that's good management.
I don't know whether... But I thought it sounded like a frustration thing. But maybe he's saying, you know, maybe he wanted to keep one of the kickers, and Gutekunst decided...
That's fine if you want to, but then you basically just threw it on Rich.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's poor.
Yeah.
That's my take.
You don't know, because sometimes... Preseason can be, you know, hit and miss but this guy they picked up, he had some impressive kicks in that. He had a 58-yarder.
Yep, yep.
I mean, I got to say, it's like, because neither of the guys that they had were, the consistency was not there at all. I mean, with either Carlson or Joseph. So I'm not surprised at all they went outside. But, you know, you're right. That was odd, I thought. Just odd.
I just thought it was... As much as we think that everything is always
hunky dory,
you know, and it's like are they hunky dory? I mean, are they? Do they agree on that backup quarterback? Do they agree on any of this stuff? I mean, like, where are they? How are they actually feeling? They keep on saying that every decision was based off of trying to make a Super Bowl run. Are we at that level? I don't know. I mean, I hope we are, but I mean, are we at that level?
I don't know. I mean. And also, I guess, I don't know whether or not this Dylan Stinger thing is career-threatening. Because sometimes when you get to the neck and the nerves, that can be, they may know something we don't. I was a little surprised they put him on the IR that puts him out for the year. Because it's kind of, because now if he does get come back, they're going to have to cut him and he'll go somewhere else. I thought that was a little interesting too. I mean, because we may not know everything, and maybe he is done. Maybe that's an injury that could be. But if he's that's just an injury where he'd be out for 4 weeks or something, I thought that was interesting. But we don't know that. But I thought, as you look back at Dylan, boy, you look at him, you always thought he could have been more. You know, he just looks the part. I mean, that guy, you know, is such a load, but yet he never was able to quite get there. And I mean,
do you think, because it was a one-year contract, okay?
Right.
So
for minimum, basically.
So they can have a settlement with him, well, and he could be gone. So my gut's telling me that I think he might be done.
It could be. I know.
But they want him around that team.
Yeah, because I was sad. I like the guy. I mean, he's done a lot of good things. He really wanted to stay. So I was saddened by that, I guess, the way to put it.
Yeah.
So.
And I just think that, I mean, I don't know if they would they do, I just always think, like, would they give handouts, so to speak, in the NFL?
Well, they really didn't, because they didn't give him much. They gave him minimum salary. So the Packers, they may have been nice to him, but they haven't been that, you know, they got him at a good price, too. So I don't know. I don't know.
He's a good guy. And the thing you don't know what you're going to do when you start chopping at your depth. What if Jacobs goes out that first week, and then what do we have?
I know. That's the point. We'll see. We're not even going to talk about the game. That's not happening tonight, so.
I'm gonna be like, this is one you better win by like 28.
Yeah, they better 35. Better not be like last year's first game where they had to actually come from behind.
Yes,
that
correct.
That was a bad sign.
Yes, yes, it was, Chad.
All right, you can stick around for a couple more minutes.
Yeah, we'll listen to your ending.
There you go.
We'll listen to your ending there, Chad.
We'll be right back. WXCO. And welcome back. Final segment of the week, heading towards the long weekend. It is Thursday. What an idiot. It is Friday, August the 30th of 2024, day number 243 of this year. There are 123 days remaining in the year, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. As we go back to 1963, a hotline between U.S. and Soviet leaders went into operation. On this date in 1967, Thurgood Marshall was confirmed as the first African-American justice of the United States Supreme Court. On this date in 1984, the space shuttle Discovery took off on its maiden voyage. On this date in 1993, the first episode of The Late Show with David Letterman aired on CBS following Letterman's move from NBC. On this date in 2005, the 17th Street Canal in New Orleans was breached during Hurricane Katrina, leading to massive flooding and destruction. On this date in 2015, at the MTV Video Music Awards, Kanye West announced he will run for president in 2020.
Good grief.
There's a long run-up. On this date in 2019, the outlook for the Great Barrier Reef was downgraded to very poor. And on this date in 2022, NASA and the European Space Agency published images that show the inner workings of Messier 74, also known as Phantom Galaxy. The images were produced using both the James Webb Space Telescope and the Hubble Space Telescope to complement each other to provide a comprehensive view of the galaxy. The Phantom Galaxy, located in the constellation Pisces, is roughly 32 million light years away from Earth and is nearly a direct line to Earth. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Warren Buffett, turning 94 years old. Comedian Louis Black is 76. Actor Michael Chiklis from The Fantastic Four, The Shield, and The Commish is 61 years old today. Actor Cameron Diaz turns 52. TV personality Lisa Ling is 51. And singer Bebe Rexha turning 35 years old. And Newman Catholic High School head football coach Paul Micklegg is celebrating a birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys. I'm as happy I made that one time. Happy
famous birthday. Folks, famous folks here on August the 30th. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Whale Shark Day. It is Cabernet Sauvignon Day. It is Beach Day. It is Grief Awareness Day. It is Toasted Marshmallow Day. It is College Colors Day. It is Frankenstein Day. It is Slinky Day. Ian, you have a Slinky?
I used to have a couple of them when I was a kid. Unfortunately, I either broke them or I lost them. So I don't have any anymore.
It is Jimmy Buffett Day as well in the state of Florida. So those are some of the special events being acknowledged here today on August the 30th of 2024. All right. It is time again.
Yes.
For the number for the day quiz. We got so many people around here. I may let you all play the game, but Ian is the official one. He has to make his first choice, and then we'll go around the table here and see if they agree or disagree with Ian's number for the day. And again, we do it with Ian every day. We give him three choices, so that means based on the math, he should get one out of three right, 33%. So if he's below 33%, that's a failure for the week. Two out of five is okay. It's not a failure, but it's passing. We'll call it passing. But then if you get more right than wrong, then it's truly you'd call it a victory week. And right now you're 2 for 4 this week, so that means today is big. Big.
Oh, yes.
You got to get it right. We have a true winning week.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember what our topic was for the day?
Crayons.
Right? Yep, crayons.
Yes.
Okay, our number for the day. Crayons made by the Crayola Company each day during the summer in preparation for the new school year. And, of course, lots of the younger kids, they buy their crayons, get ready for school.
Oh, yes.
So they got to be ready for the start of school around this time of year. Okay. So the number of crayons made by the Crayola Company each day during the summer in preparation for the new school year.
Each day during the summer.
All right. Is the correct answer 3 million crayons every day? Is the correct answer 13 million crayons every day? Is the correct answer 23 million crayons every day?
Okay. 3 million, 13 million, or 23 million? Well, crayons aren't very big, but I figured they can make a lot of them. Each day during the summer. Okay, I'm going with my gut here.
All right.
I'm going to say 23 million. Okay,
going with the big number.
It's my final answer.
Aiden, what do you think?
I'm thinking 13.
All right, then. Paul, what do you think?
I'm thinking, Ian, you should go with your mom's advice, and you said that she says if you don't know for sure, go in the middle.
Go in the middle.
I'm going to go with, I would say 13.
13.
All right, so we got two 13s and a 23. Well,
okay.
The correct number for the number of crayons made by the Crayola Company each day during the summer in preparation for the new school year is, I will say that, somebody got it right. At least somebody did.
Oh,
at least one person. So it was not 3 million.
Okay.
We have a success. The correct answer was 13 million.
Oh, nuts.
So.
Oh, I should have gone
with
my mom's advice again.
See, Paul with.
Always Aiden, listen to your Aiden's mother.
Mom. Yep, yes. Exactly right. And Aiden, you get to be 1 for 1 this week.
I won.
Got you on the board, Aiden.
There you go. So. Ian finishes 2 for 5, Aiden 1 for 1, and Paul Micklegg is 1 for 1 as well on his birthday.
Well, next week will really be challenging because then I have to, won't be here on Monday.
No, we do it on Monday.
Huh? That's right, we do, yes.
Hey, but Aiden, again, it's been great having you here. We'll talk to you again real soon about your play.
Been great being here.
And again, have a great senior year at Marathon.
I will.
Ian, have yourself a great weekend. Enjoy the Brewers on Monday. And
you too, Chad. Have a great weekend.
It's Ian's first Brewer game.
Enjoy. Bring home a W. That's a big one. St. Louis, right?
Yep, St. Louis.
Bring home a W.
Should be a good game. But have a great weekend, everybody. Have a happy Labor Day.
We will have a show on Monday. It's pre-recorded. We won't be here studio, but we do have a show that's been recorded. So join us Labor Day Monday. Join me at the Wausau Labor Day Parade on Monday afternoon as well. And then we'll be back live here in studio on Tuesday. Have yourselves a great weekend and keep it right here, 98.9 WXCO.